All right, let's dive in. AMD just hit a record $7.4 billion in revenue for Q1 2025. That's a massive 36% year-over-year growth. An impressive start to the year, right?
Absolutely. And what stands out is the data center segment. Revenue there surged by 57%, reaching $3.7 billion. It's largely driven by their IPYC CPUs and Instinct GPUs, which are performing exceptionally well in AI and enterprise workloads.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Those GPUs paired with their ROCm software stack seem to be AMD's ticket into the more lucrative AI and data center markets. They're scaling quickly, you know?
Exactly, and it's not just the hardware. AMD's strategic partnerships, like the one with Oracle for large-scale AI clusters, are also giving them a serious edge.
I remember my first AMD investment years ago. It was honestly kind of a gamble. I mean, their market share was nowhere near where it is now, but they've, well, completely transformed, especially with products like these EPYC processors. It's been a game changer for my portfolio.
That's a great point. And don't forget the client and gaming segment. Revenues there grew 28% to $2.9 billion. What drove that, Ray?
The launch of their Zen 5 Ryzen processors, for sure. I gotta say, Mark, these chips are not just powerful. They're efficient, and demand's been strong, especially with Ryzen AI processors making a splash in gaming and high-end notebooks.
It's a classic AMD play, better price-to-performance ratios than Intel and Nvidia in key markets. And with that richer product mix, it makes sense that it's boosting their margins too, not to mention appealing to both gamers and enterprises.
Right, and it's interesting how they're leveraging AI even in gaming. Like with their new Radeon graphics cards. I mean, they're not just matching Nvidia's frame generation. They're using AI to enhance gaming in ways that competitors hadn't yet.
Exactly. AMD's clearly showing its ability to innovate across multiple segments, and that's reflected in their financials. Gross margin hit 50% on a GAAP basis and 54% non-GAAP. That richer Ryzen mix, like you said, is a major factor there.
It really feels like they've positioned themselves perfectly for this ongoing AI and high-performance computing wave. And these financial results, I mean, they're just the start. After seeing how AMD's innovations continue to drive their growth, this brings us to their acquisition of ZT Systems. Mark, how do you see this move enhancing their data center capabilities?
Well, it's quite transformative, Ray. ZT Systems specializes in rack-scale solutions, which, when integrated with AMD's hardware, think EPYC CPUs and Instinct GPUs, means AMD now has a more expanded end-to-end AI offering. That synergy is something their competitors might struggle to match.
It's that whole package, isn't it? The CPU, GPU, even the networking silicon combined with their open-source ROCm software. It feels like they're building an arsenal for the AI accelerator market.
Right. And strategically, they're doubling down on partnerships that enhance this offering. Take Oracle, for instance. They're deploying those MI355X accelerators in large-scale AI clusters. That's not just validation of the tech. It's a major visibility boost.
And Jio, Cisco, Nokia. They're on board too, collaborating on this open telecom AI platform, right? It's like AMD's setting the stage for broader AI adoption beyond just data centers.
Exactly. It's leveraging multiple partnerships to gain traction across different verticals, ensuring their tech is indispensable in these evolving ecosystems.
You know, this reminds me of their Xilinx acquisition. Different segment, sure, but the principle's the same. Targeted acquisition that strengthens the core business while opening up new growth avenues.
And that's a great comparison. When AMD acquired Xilinx, it significantly bolstered their presence in the embedded market and advanced their adaptive computing capabilities. ZT Systems is doing the same for AI in the data center.
And it's showing in their execution so far. They're scaling faster in AI workloads than I think anyone expected. What really stood out for you here, Mark?
It's their ability to expand these capabilities efficiently. By folding ZT Systems into the data center unit, AMD has optimized their resources tremendously. Plus, that move to divest ZT's US-based manufacturing, it's a smart play for their margins, considering they've already received significant interest for the asset.
Yeah, the focus is crystal clear. strengthen where they already lead, and shed operations that don't align with long-term strategies. It's bold but smart. Mark, following that deep dive into AMD's strategic moves, let's shift gears a bit. 42% increase in cash flow, even as they finalise the ZT Systems acquisition. That's not just good, that's a testament to their execution. What's driving this remarkable financial performance?
Absolutely, Ray. That's a $7.3 billion liquidity position we're looking at. It gives AMD incredible flexibility for future investments, whether that's more acquisitions, shareholder returns, or, crucially, R. And let's not forget, they raised $1.5 billion in debt and issued $950 million in commercial paper for the ZT deal, strategic borrowing that's already paying off.
I think their approach to debt is what strikes me most here. I mean, Mark, it's clear they're not over-leveraging. They've struck that balance between using borrowed capital to grow and, you know, keeping their financial stability intact.
Spot on. And that stability is reflected in their outlook for Q2. Revenue guidance is $7.4 billion plus or minus $300 million. Now that's consistency. Even better, excluding the one-time $800 million inventory write-off, their gross margin remains solid at 54%.
Yeah, I noticed that. And that inventory charge comes from tighter export controls, right? It's a hiccup, sure, but fundamentally, it doesn't seem to shake AMD's trajectory. It actually highlights their adaptability, don't you think?
Exactly, and adaptability is the name of the game in semiconductors. But let's shift gears for a second. AMD's commitment to sustainability has got to be a big factor in their long-term attractiveness. I mean, ranked in the top 5% by EcoVadis, that's substantial.
Right, and it's not just lip service. Their energy efficiency initiatives for IT users, for example, or partnerships that include greener supply chains, they're walking the talk. Plus, investors are increasingly looking at ESG performance when deciding where to put their money.
Exactly. Sustainability isn't just a nice to have anymore, it's a competitive edge. And AMD's diversity initiatives, they're fostering a culture that's inclusive and forward-thinking. When you combine that with their corporate governance practices, they're really leading the industry on multiple fronts.
It feels like AMD is firing on all cylinders: financial health, strategic positioning, innovation, and corporate responsibility. Looking at the bigger picture, they're positioned not just for growth, but sustainable growth, right, Mark?
Absolutely. They've built a foundation where long-term shareholder returns seem inevitable, provided the competitive and geopolitical landscapes don't throw them any major curveballs. But as we've discussed, AMD seems ready to adapt to just about anything.
Mark, this has been one insightful conversation. AMD is a company to watch and invest in. No question about it. All right, listeners, that's all for today. Thanks for tuning in. And Mark, always a pleasure chatting with you.
Likewise, Ray. A pleasure as always. And to our listeners, until next time, take care and happy investing.